Baltimore County Executive Kevin Kamenetz is widely expected to run for governor next year, and if he does, his home turf will be a key battleground. If Kamenetz wins the Democratic gubernatorial nomination, he will have to do well in Baltimore County to win in the general. And 3 years ago, the county went big for Republican Governor Larry Hogan. WYPR's John Lee has more.
County Executive Mr. Kevin Kamenetz.
Here's one of those things you get to do when you're county executive. Show up at the groundbreaking Wednesday for a new replacement school for Lansdowne Elementary. And in Kamenetz's case, you tout your plan to spend $1.3 billion on 16 new schools, as well as 19 school additions and renovations.
This initiative is the largest single commitment by a county in the history of this state.
Kamenetz's job takes him around the county, and he says people take notice of that. And that may be helpful for Kamenetz as he seriously considers running for governor. Baltimore County is a key battleground, a bellwether, because it mirrors the state politically. Registered Democrats outnumber Republicans in the county by more than 2-1. But Larry Hogan, in 2014, crushed his Democratic opponent in the county, getting about 60% of the vote. Baltimore County Delegate Joe Cluster, who formerly headed the state Republican Party, says on the conservative east side, Hogan's numbers were close to 70%. Cluster believes it would be hard for Kamenetz to cut into that.
The only way he's going to even have a shot of coming close to winning Baltimore County would is to do better on the east side, which I just don't think is possible.
Cluster says Kamenetz doesn't necessarily have to win the county to have a chance of unseating Hogan, but he would need to shave 5 or 6 points off Hogan's 60-40 margin in 2014.
That would show trends dropping in all areas, probably, and he wouldn't do as well in Montgomery County and Prince George's and Baltimore City, and then he would be in some real trouble from a Republican standpoint.
But before challenging Hogan, Kamenetz first would have to win the Democratic primary next June, and that's expected to be a crowded field. Cluster believes Kamenetz would win his county in the statewide primary, and Cluster would like to see a Hogan-Kamenetz matchup, saying Kamenetz doesn't have a strong record to run on. Republican State Senator Johnny Ray Salling claims Kamenetz is unpopular in his own county.
You know, it just seemed like, you know, he doesn't want to work with us in any way.
Malia Cromer, who runs the Goucher poll at Goucher College, says there is no independent polling to back up that unpopularity claim. But Cromer says Kamenetz needs to push back against even the perception that he couldn't beat Hogan in his home county. She says that would undermine Kamenetz's viability in the primary. Cromer says a good way of knowing how Kamenetz believes he's doing in the county is by where he campaigns once he declares he's running.
If he's doing really well in Baltimore County, he won't have to spend that much time there. But if he's doing very poorly, you'll see him spending a lot of time on his home turf.
Cromer says also look to see if Kamenetz is able to raise big dollars in the county and find volunteers for his campaign. When asked about Hogan's convincing win in the county in 2014, Kamenetz points to his record of building schools, no tax increases, and protecting the environment.
I've always taken the approach that if you show that you're capable in doing the job, the results will speak for themselves.
Democrats also are banking on the party riding a political wave in 2018, fueled by opposition to President Trump. Last November, Trump got 38% of the vote in the county, 34% statewide. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.